Parents and educators, do you know what FOMO is? Well, FOMO is the fear of missing out, F-O-M-O, and it's when a student or an adult experiences anxiety that an exciting event may currently be happening elsewhere, often promoted or prompted by posts seen on social media. And it's essentially saying, I'm not there, I need to follow it, I need to see what's going on, I don't want to miss out. Now, it's also called digital peer pressure. FOMO is an emotion that app developers that build these thousands of apps your students have exploit, and they want to tap into that to get your students to use the apps more and open them up. FOMO is particularly influential for teens who receive the bulk of their validation and self-worth from the approval of others. And this is due to a lack, in our experience, a lack of parental guidance and dialogue, and this is how we're gonna overcome this together. Now, FOMO in the news. Time magazine says FOMO is making teens terrible drivers. The pressure to be always on is leading young people to take their eyes off the road. Next, FOMO in the news. Huffington Post says how to help tweens and teens ease their social media anxiety. Fear of missing out can make social media using teens feel stressed. Here's how you can help. Studies have shown that FOMO causes anxiety and depression, and that can resemble addiction at such a young age using the phones that we give them. Now, why should you care, parents? Well, FOMO can cause anxiety and/or depression in teens. Teens are using their smartphones while driving because they don't want to miss anything that could be happening online. And quite frankly, even if it's not driving, if you're like, my kid's in middle school, I gave him a phone, they're not going to drive for a while, I don't need to worry. They're also missing being present and being around other people. And they have a constant pressure. Teens feel this constant pressure to be online and accessible at all times. FOMO is causing teens to stay up late, staring at their phone screens, which results in poor sleep quality. And I'm gonna be vulnerable with you. I do the same thing. I find myself looking at my phone right before I go to bed to check up on things, to make sure I don't miss something. And I have to constantly remind myself, I don't need to do this. We'll get to this in a couple slides of what I talk to myself about. But tell FOMO, not today, FOMO, not today. Screen limits. Encourage your students to limit their digital screen time to short periods. I get a lot of parents in my webinars. What's a good amount of time? 30 minutes or less. A small duration. Let's have some time online, but do it once we're done with homework. Once we're done with everything else that's productive, that strengthens us, because social media oftentimes, a majority of the time, will weaken us. Now, dialogue with your students about fear of missing out and share with them that it is normal to feel this way. Once you dialogue with your student, not a one and done, but an ongoing regular thing, then they will have a vocabulary on the inside to deal with things like this. And also, one thing you're probably not thinking about, your students will then be looking out for their friends. And your friends might even be looking out for them as well. And once we help your student be well equipped here, the whole community is a little bit safer. Set limitations for how and when your teen goes online and uses social media. So crucial, so important to set a social media contract and agreement before they get online. Here's some positive aspects. Motivate your teen to focus on the positive aspects of social media. For example, inspire your student to use social media to share positive updates and images on their extracurricular activities and volunteer work and so much more. You can learn more about our Student Branding Academy, which helps them build a portfolio so they don't have FOMO. They end up building great stuff with what they're working on. Also, teach your teen to never drive and use their smartphone. Encourage your teen to spend their offline time doing activities they'd be proud to share online. What is JOMO? Well, embrace it. You see, JOMO is J-O-M-O, the joy of missing out, or enjoying what you're doing right now in every moment without worrying about what everyone else is doing. Maybe you've had a great day where you just put that phone down and you're like, I feel so satisfied. I don't need to know what other people are doing because I did what I'm designed to do. Now, parents, join one of my next live parent webinars. It's going to teach you all the ins and outs of some of the most amazing apps that your students are on right now. You'll get ahead of them. You'll dialogue with them better. Educators, I've got you covered as well. 7 digital citizenship dangers to know in 2020 and how to promote safety on campus and online. I hope you've enjoyed this. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review so you can help us help parents just like you. I'm Josh Oakes with SmartSocial.com. Thanks so much for watching. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day.